In Japanese philosophy, there exists an idea of wabi-sabi, which is the act of embracing the flawed or the imperfect. Wabi-sabi suggests that beauty is impermanent, incomplete, and found in emptiness and suffering. This philosophical thought is shown beautifully through art, especially that of kintsugi, meaning golden repair. When kintsugi is used to mend together broken pottery, the cracks are highlighted rather than hidden. This traditional Japanese art uses a precious metal, liquid gold or silver, to bring together the pieces of a broken pottery and at the same time enhance the breaks. Each repaired piece is unique because the irregular pattern that formed when the ceramic shattered are now enhanced by the metals. Kintsugi is said to be the art of precious scars. Let's consider our own brokenness. When an object breaks, it doesn't mean that it is no more useful. Its breakages can become valuable. We try to repair things because sometimes in doing so, we obtain a more valuable object. This is the essence of resilience. When we suffer, we learn and we grow. Because it is exactly these experiences that make each person unique and precious. The scars we bear are a unique piece of our story, and they add to the beauty of our history. The Word of the Lord, from 2 Corinthians 4, 7 to 18. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit-given faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. There are several things that Paul is trying to get across to the Corinthians and to us in his letter. First, Paul reminds us that as followers of Jesus, our treasure is in the gospel, and we are merely the vessels. The church in Corinth had a lot of problems, and one of these issues was the false apostles, leaders who thought too highly of themselves and had duped members of the church into thinking that as well. Paul is reminding the church of Corinth and Bering that we who believe in Jesus Christ are merely clay pots, who have no glory in and of ourselves. We are the containers, and the contents have all the glory. The true treasure is the glory of God in our Lord Jesus Christ, as proclaimed by the gospel. In contrast to the glorious treasure are the vessels that contain the treasure. Christians are merely clay pots, earthen vessels that are common, cheap, fragile, and easily broken. Just as humanity was formed from the dust of the earth, clay pots are created by the potter for his own purposes. Clay pots have nothing in which to boast. They have no basis for feeling superior. The treasure gains nothing from the pots. If anything, the pots gain glory from the treasure. We are merely the containers that carry the treasure. We are the clay pots, broken by suffering, adversity, and opposition. Our suffering experience may seem as though it will break us, but God never allows such intense suffering that it defeats or destroys us, or defeats what God purposes to accomplish through it. We, God's clay pots, are broken through suffering so that the glorious light of the gospel and the power of God are evident. In the midst of our brokenness, it may appear that our suffering will utterly defeat and destroy us, but this is false. Paul assures us that no matter what our affliction may be, and no matter how severe, God will not allow us to be destroyed by it. Some days, the world is difficult. We are afflicted, but not crushed. Although we are squeezed and feel pressure from every side, we will not be crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We face unanswered questions and perplexing circumstances, but we do not despair because we have hope. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. The world may reject our message and us, but we are never completely abandoned. We are never alone. We are struck down, but not destroyed. It is not until we have reached the limits of our own capacity that we find it absolutely necessary to cast ourselves on God. God uses our suffering and adversity to take us beyond our own capacities so that we will turn to Him for strength and survival. Thus, it is His power that sustains us, and it is God who must receive the praise and glory. When we are broken, it is not our own strength or power that is seen. We are only the pot. It is the power of God that is seen as it shines through our cracks. God's work is accomplished in a way that does not glorify the clay pots, but manifests God's surpassing power and glory. People come to know Jesus not by the messenger, but through the light of Christ that is seen within us as a result of our suffering. It is not the clay jar, but the light that shines from the clay jar so that the world can see the glory of God, the treasure that we have the privilege of carrying inside of us. It is not by exalting the messenger that God's power and glory are revealed, but by the breaking of the container that the contents shine through. God chooses to use us, His clay pots, because God desires to display His power and His glory through our weakness and brokenness. We do not lose heart as we clay pots are broken, for God's power and glory are revealed through us. In our daily living out the dying of Christ, we also live out His resurrection life and power. Paul says that in order for the life of Christ to become evident in our bodies, we must die first. No wonder Jesus speaks of being light in the world in the context of suffering and persecution. The breaking of these clay pots as a result of suffering should not result in our silence. Instead, it should become the basis for why we boldly proclaim the love of Jesus, the news of the gospel. If we will be raised from the dead, then suffering cannot take away our future hope, even by taking our lives. There are times when we do need to be silent, especially when our speech will not glorify God or edify others. But when the time comes for us to declare our faith and proclaim the gospel, we must speak. Being broken as an earthen vessel means dying to oneself so that we can serve others and glorify God. Paul speaks of our being broken, our dying, so that others may benefit and God may be glorified. I am to die to the world, to the flesh, and to self-interest so that I can serve others and glorify God. Again, there is no pride in being a clay pot. I don't know how you feel about yourself. Or maybe I do, because I also feel exhausted, defeated, a little crushed from the last few weeks. You and I, we are the clay pots. And we know how it feels to be a clay pot because we know what it feels like to be broken. To have cracks that seem to get a little deeper and a little longer with each act of suffering and pain. Sometimes I forget about what's important and I worry about my clay pot. I worry about the cracks and the holes and I try my best to fill them in so that nothing slips out of my pot. I worry that perhaps those cracks make me less valuable, less useful. After all, no one wants a broken, used pot. I want to carry the treasures inside me to the best of my ability, so I want to be solid and dependable. Sometimes I spend more time worrying about my pot than the treasure that it holds inside. I forget that the treasure is not the pot itself. The treasure is what's inside of me. Yet it is in those cracks in my pot that God shines out to the world. It is in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are redeemed, that we are put back together, and that our binds our broken hearts once again. Paul's message here is that when we are broken, we're not silenced. It is our suffering that we are enduring that drives us to proclaim the glory of God. It is the love of Jesus within us that gives us value and worth. God has prepared us to do one thing, to share with the world that message, that treasure that we hold. And this is not a message for only Jeff, Don, and I to share. It is to be shared by every single person who has a relationship with Jesus. This message is already inside of us. We know it. And here's the message we contain, that God so loved the world, you, me, our neighbor down the street, that he sent his son, Jesus, to fully reveal God's love for us. That God knows no restraint when it comes to the depth of his love for us. God loves us so dearly. God desired relationship with us so greatly that God has proven he would do anything to stay in relationship with us. This is the precious treasure that we hold. And the world desperately needs that treasure. Believe me, we all need it. When God looks at us, our value is not based on how good of a student we are, what our financial worth is, or how perfect our life seems. We may be broken. We may let God down. We will break promises. But every time, God will forgive us, show us grace, and draw us back into relationship with him. This is a difficult time in the life of our country, our city, even here in our church community, as parts of our body are hurting. These last few weeks have been filled with uncertainty, fear, and exhaustion. Then again, life has never ceased to be filled with times of suffering and pain. But we know this. God is sovereign, and he is still in control. God loves us very much. And you and I contain this love within us. We know this love through the life of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, who lives and breathes and guides us every day. Yes, we're a little broken, but that's how God's love shines through. We've all been dropped a few times, and the cracks can't be hidden anymore. But this is our calling as followers of Jesus. As we overflow with the love and light of God, we don't keep it to ourselves. We share it with others. God's light shines through our cracks that God may be glorified in the suffering we have endured. So let love shine through this week.